You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Roberto Firmino to score and Liverpool to win was even money now, 5-4. Sadio Mane to score, Liverpool to win and both teams to score was 7-2. That's been enhanced to 4-1. Liverpool have won 13 of their last 18 Premier League meetings against Watford and are on a real roll at the moment. Unbeaten since losing away at Burnley back in August and playing superb football. And not exactly watertight at the back, Derek, but it doesn't matter when you've got such attacking intent like Liverpool have.
Yeah, they're breathtaking at the moment. It's great to go to Anfield right now and watch them because they look full of goals, whoever they play against. And to be honest, okay, they're rocky at the back, but I don't care if they're winning games 4-3 and 5-2 or whatever. It's great. What worries me here is the price. Me and a million Liverpool punters have come a cropper by backing Liverpool at short odds at Anfield in recent seasons. They're a different animal under Klopp. They're more likely to break down packed defences under him than they've ever been. But still, 1-3, more, deeper than 1-3. I can't bring myself to back them. And I remember last season, I think Klopp was the manager then as well, wasn't it, when they went to Watford and got absolutely murdered 3-0. It was one of the worst Liverpool performances of recent seasons. I don't know what to do about this fixture. I really don't. I mean, you know, the obvious way, the easy way, I would say, the way Liverpool are playing right now, they're going to murder Watford. But Watford are one of those teams that don't roll over easily. You know, it troubles me. You know, in fact, I've only decided what I'm going to do now as we're speaking. I'm going to go for Watford with a start because I think 12-1, instinctively, that's too big for me because Liverpool can throw in howlers. They can. They're not a team you can trust with your life. So I'm going to go for Watford here with a two-goal start, which, you know, it looks a decent price at 19-20, just the shade of under evens. Yeah. And I can see that coming up.
The bet that stands out to me here, Tom, is one that I mentioned last week and napped it on the podcast. Liverpool to win and both teams to score is available at 15-8. They do keep on conceding, Liverpool, despite winning matches. I think it's 7 of 10 this season, off the top of my head, that they've won and conceded. So 15-8, big enhancement on the 100-30 on they are in the outright market.
Yeah, and it's the way they play, it's the personnel they have, Liverpool. I don't think they're capable of getting both ends of the pitch and their game and their performance is exactly right now. But so many players are amongst the goals, and that's kind of what's dug them out of a little bit of trouble. They've had 9 different goal scorers this season in the Premier League, which is mightily impressive for a side that continue to impress and will continue to improve as the season goes on. I think some people are waiting for, I don't know, it to collapse or them again to show some mental weakness or simply fatigue because of the energy that they expel in every single game. But I can't see it. And I think Watford are absolutely there for the taking at Anfield. Watford's goals are drying up. That's been the big concern for them, where they get their goals from. They scored 2 in the last 3 matches. One of them was a wonder strike by Holobas up at Middlesbrough, which he wouldn't be able to do again if he tried 1,000 times. And the other one was an own goal from Michael Dawson the other week at against Hull City. So goals are a bit of a problem. And Ighalo, it's completely dried up for him. He's just got 4 goals in his last 29 Premier League games. You know, he was somebody last year you would look at every single week and think, yeah, I'll put him in an anytime treble. Or, you know, if you're looking at goal scorer bets, he was one of the prime ones. But he's the kind of player, he's got his contract, hasn't he? And that's it. So I look at Watford and I don't necessarily see a threat there. I think Liverpool will be able to keep them at arm's length. And there's going to be too much about this Liverpool side. I'm going to go for Liverpool and over 2.5 goals because just to probably cover me either way.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.